Eagle. 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern with Southern Rock, and it is certainly a beautiful day, a beautiful hump day here in the capital city. But once again, as I've been mentioning quite a bit this week, it seems like everybody at the radio station is sniffling, and you keep hearing the dreaded word flu. And as we head into the holidays, that is really scary. So we decided to have an expert on today from Ochsner Health Center. Dr. Reza Cruz is joining us in studio. She is a family medical physician there at the Ochsner location on Sherwood. Welcome, Dr. Cruz.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the flu. I understand that Louisiana right now is seeing unprecedented numbers when it comes to flu cases.
That is correct. I just received a memo from the CDC, and it had a picture, a map of the United States, and Louisiana was the only state in the United States with the highest incidence of influenza-like symptoms. And just to recap, those influenza-like symptoms are fever, cough, runny nose, body aches, and certainly a lot of people, even with the common cold, can have that. But if you suspect that you have the flu, certainly come on in.
Yeah, so if you start to see any of those symptoms, we'll go see our doctor or an urgent care center.
Exactly.
But there is a way that we can prevent the flu, so it's not too late to get our flu shot, correct?
That's correct, yes. The flu is predominantly occurs during the winter months when people typically like to get together for the holidays. It is a upper respiratory infection caused by the influenza virus, and there's generally no contraindications, meaning there's not any real reason. Most people are able to get the flu shot, even those with an egg allergy. The allergists are saying that they should receive the flu shot just as if you didn't have an egg allergy.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't even realize that.
Absolutely.
Well, what about the myth? If I get the flu shot, I'm going to get the flu.
Right. That is truly a myth. Unfortunately, I don't know how that got spread, but yes, I guess the symptoms are that people typically may feel a little run down after getting the vaccine. What I typically say that it is not a live virus. So when you receive it, the symptoms that you may experience is a local reaction, warmth to the area, mm-hmm. muscle pain, because it is an injection. You may have a slight temperature, and Tylenol usually is what we say, put a cool compress to the area, but it is truly a myth. Generally, your body is exposed to an inactivated virus. Mm-hmm. It's parts and pieces of the virus, so that the body thinks that it's being exposed to the live virus, so that your body is working hard to develop immunity.
Right, and that makes sense. So you might see some flu-like symptoms or run down a little bit after you get the shot, but it's not the flu.
Correct.
So heading into Thanksgiving and then Christmas, you have family coming in town. I'm starting to get your invitations for Christmas parties, and so this is just a lot of people in close spaces, hugging and touching. And
not only is the vaccine helpful to prevent you contracting the flu, but certainly, as you've mentioned, if you're experiencing these symptoms with a cough, cough into your sleeve, wash your hands.
Back to the flu shots, though, because we really want to encourage you to go get your flu shot heading into the holiday season. And Dr. Cruz, they're available all over the place.
You can certainly follow up with your regular doctor. There are urgent care facilities. There's the pharmacy mm-hmm. that's now able to administer the immunizations.
And you can call Ochsner at any time at 761-5200 or make an appointment, possibly with Dr. Cruz even, by visiting Ochsner.org. And Dr. Reza Cruz, we appreciate you being in studio with us today. She's the family medical physician at the Sherwood location at Ochsner Health Center, and telling us some really good stuff today about the flu. Appreciate you being in.
Thank you.